stumbled into the Akwambo Festival in Gona Swebu in the central region of Ghana. It's no particular research interest of ours, but it's colorful and lively, so I've taken out my camera. And someone's invited us up to the balcony for a better overview of the great swirling tides of people below. From there, I get this shot of a little girl passing, I assume with her mother and older sister. I don't recall taking the shot or why she caught my eye. Perhaps it was the pattern of cloth she shares with her sister. It's not an especially good shot. No significant information stands out from it, yet I find myself circling back to this footage. It's a brief shot, a little over 11 seconds long, but it contains almost the entire course of our ephemeral interaction. I spot her. Start the camera. She sees me, looks away, looks back as simultaneously I zoom in. Then she breaks into dance, exclaims, salutes, waves, shrugs. I stop the camera. Here's the next shot. She sees me, watches me. She looks away. After a moment, she looks back. Now she is scowling slightly. Suspicious? Apprehensive? Is Obroni really watching her? He is. A greeting. A beautiful smile. Then the frown returns. The wave loses its lift. The smile droops into a pout of disappointment. She looks away and shrugs. How did she know that my interest in her was over? But of course she didn't. She simply decided I wasn't watching her at all. We had our one real moment of connection, her second look simultaneous with my zooming in, but she doesn't know it. All she saw was a man with a camera who didn't respond to her wave. Only I know that we connected, only later, reviewing the tape. Our relationship is asymmetrical, asynchronous. It exists entirely on videotape. Furthermore, the tape is my possession. By extension, the relationship, or at least all evidence of it, is also my possession, and I'm making use of it. Of course, I have not secured her permission to do so. Her permission would not mean much anyway, because she is unlikely to comprehend what I can do with her image. What concerns me here is the imbalance inherent in the shot, the license I take in using it. I have control of the shot, and she doesn't. This disparity is nothing new to documentary filmmaking, but it's new to me. I don't know my legal rights regarding fair use of this footage, nor frankly what the current thinking is among my documentary and ethnographic filmmaking colleagues. I suspect most Americans wouldn't waste any time fretting about it. After all, it's a simple, inconsequential tourist shot of a cute little girl who smiles and waves. It doesn't reinforce negative stereotypes of Africans. Its relatively meager content seems to hold little potential for misinterpretation, and it is highly unlikely it will expose her to harm. On the other hand, many Ghanaians would question my use of it, mostly, I would guess, for its sheer banality, vaguely undignified for them. They wouldn't censure my use of it, simply not something they would choose to show.